Welcome to the AI Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Mark Allen, and I am here with Dr. Angela Thayer. Dr. Angela Thayer is a triple board certified OB-GYN, reproductive endocrinologist, and infertility and lifestyle medicine doctor. She founded and ran and successfully exited one of the largest fertility practices on the West Coast of the US and exited in 2022. She continued with the company until 2023 and then spent some time educating herself again, getting a master's in behavioral science from the London School of Economics. And she is a physician entrepreneur, now a repeat entrepreneur, founded her newest company called Ferti Health, which is a direct-to-consumer fertility solution. Angela, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so wonderful to have you here. Deep knowledge, clearly, in this area of fertility, infertility. Tell us what Ferti Health is. What is it that you're building?
Well, my initial goal with Ferti Health was to build an AI-native platform that could help people along their fertility journey, kind of meet them where they were and help provide information and a framework for decision making so they could figure out what they might want to do when. And as I began doing some customer discovery and talking to women and men who were either in the space or had had fertility struggles, I also found there was a bigger need for actually accessing care. So I began researching that as well. I began researching the, what's kind of known as fertility deserts or OBGYN deserts, areas where there's not enough care represented, might be rural areas. It could even be urban areas where the wait is too long for people and they get frustrated waiting. They might see another provider, an OBGYN or a PCP to get some information. And a lot of people that aren't specialists in fertility may not have the expertise or the deep knowledge to give them the best advice. It's pretty variable. So I'm adding that into the platform as well, actual care delivery.
Great. So a real need for the public, people that are having, women and men that are having fertility problems. Just even accessing that information and accessing the care itself. So tell me, when did it come into your attention that AI could help solve this problem?
So this really occurred when I was doing my work at the London School of Economics, and I took a course in AI and robotics and technology applications and how that was influencing people in every day, and where those areas were going, and how common it was going to be, and it was kind of like a light bulb moment for me, because I was like, wait, this is really AI, the power of AI, and how accessible it was becoming, had the power to really revolutionize healthcare, improve the access problem, provide so much information that has the potential to be accurate, and complement what doctors already do. So many doctors are, there aren't enough doctors in certain specialties. And so, especially when there's an access problem or a supply-demand problem, AI can be there to help fill in some of those gaps in coverage and knowledge and get people information they're desperate for sooner.
Can you be more specific? How do you envision AI to be helping your business and helping your clients?
Well, so, I think we're not to the point where AI is replacing a physician at all. I think it's more functioning in complementary roles, especially when you think about when physicians finish their training, and then they start working, they're so busy with just the day-to-day, seeing patients, taking care of patients, and charting and documenting. And they continue to you know, do continuing medical education. They continue to go to conferences or read articles, but they never quite get that same depth of knowledge that they had when they were in their training. They get experience, they get clinical life experience with patients, which adds to their knowledge base, but they're not able to read every article that's printed. And they're not able to keep up with all the literature that's coming out and the current practices. So the time for a physician to actually incorporate and take in new knowledge and change their practice patterns can be, you know, anywhere I've read up to 17 years. It might be on average 10 years before a practice pattern change happens. So here's where AI can come in and keep up with literature, keep up with trends and knowledge. And then if a physician says, hey, give me an update, what's newest in this area, they can get that at their fingertips now through open evidence and other tools like that. And in the same way, physicians, through new platforms that are harvesting that knowledge and translating that information to patients, I think AI has the power to do that as well. So for my platform in particular, I think the idea is there's a lot of information and knowledge we have as reproductive endocrinologists, infertility specialists, kind of what the normal reproduction is, what advanced technologies like IVF can offer, what is maybe appropriate for certain people, what pathways, what strategic decisions people might want to make, might not want to make, might want to consider, the financial implications of those decisions. So that kind of lives in all of our brains as reproductive endocrinologists. And when you have a one-on-one consult with a patient, you know, it's limited. It's limited by that conversation, that interaction. If it's 30 minutes, and then the patient has to go home and figure out what that meant for them, and they don't get a chance to re-question, re-ask until the next appointment a month later, maybe. So then if they had a tool they could use that harnessed the power of AI and a knowledge base of what a reproductive endocrinologist has, then they can continue asking those questions over time between appointments, kind of work out things on their own that take longer for these very complex decision-making processes.
Yeah, interesting. And so you had the recognition that AI can help with this particular challenge. And you chose to join the Hero Forge Mastermind. Thank you very much for being a part of it.
Yes.
So why you can learn AI in many different places? What made you decide to join the Hero Forge program?
Well, so I joined the Hero Forge program because I was very impressed by your teaching style and the way you made the information really accessible, the way I felt like it was just a way to accelerate my learning and knowledge in a way I felt like wouldn't be quite the same as getting it online or through YouTube videos or through courses. I mean, those are all great too, for sure. And I use all those still, reading, but I think that one-on-one kind of weekly, sessions and the retreats has been really helpful to experiment with tools, go deeper, and then apply those to my own projects and problem solving in the retreats, the deeper dives.
Yeah. And so, explain what kind of value being in the program and the retreats has provided to you.
Well, I think it's really allowed me to build faster, build better, think about things I wouldn't have thought about before, especially this most recent retreat where we worked with Genesis and Ruvector. So I think the idea that I really have enjoyed putting everything in that into a system and then kind of having AI help in a very complex way, modeling and understanding where I might have gaps, where I might need to fill in, what other applications I might not have thought of. So it's really like having a team work with me. And I don't think I would have stumbled across this sophisticated a solution for myself without HeroForge.
Yeah. Great to hear. And so we just finished up a mastermind retreat here in beautiful, sunny San Diego. And maybe explain a little bit, what does one do at an AI retreat?
Well, we basically have a lot of sessions where we're learning from you while you're demonstrating different aspects of new tools or programs that we can use on our own individual problems and solutions. And so we spend a lot of time coding and working with our own computers, but then working with each other to see what are other people doing. So the other people in the program, some are physicians, some are not physicians, some are in other medical fields, some are not in medical fields. So you get a variety of experiences just talking to people and kind of seeing what kind of things they're doing with their own applications. And then so there's that part, and then there's just the fun part of like getting outside, doing something fun in nature. So on this retreat, we had a surfing lesson and we went kayaking, and both fabulous. And we had, you know, great weather and then great meals, hanging out together, having lots of conversations, new networking, new friends. So overall, it's both, you know, a learning and a deep social connection retreat for me. I love it.
Awesome. And what number retreat is this for you?
This is my third retreat.
Mm-hmm. Third retreat in a row. So, So you did Mexico, then Puerto Rico, now San Diego. And so in these retreats, one of the things that I'm trying to do and bring to you is kind of the latest, greatest technology that you guys can use. So each time, right? So explain what the technology was that we used on this retreat and what it does for your business.
Yeah, I mean, so this one, you know, we basically are using the Genesis program and RooVector as a new tool, really to put a bunch of information. The way I see it is it's a program that grows with you and grows with your business and allows you to look at your business from multiple different angles and basically learn by going out, collecting more information, adding it to a knowledge base, and then coming up with different types of ways to think about how you might want to approach any given series of steps in your business modeling. So whether that's, you know, I'm in a pre-launch phase. So for me, it's all planning. So it's like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? Where should I start? What am I starting with? What do I want to think about for marketing? Or what do I want to think about for the economics of it and the revenue generation? Or who do I need to hire and when? How much of this can I do on my own? Because I'm solo right now, but at some point I'm going to be building a team. And so how am I going to use all of these resources together? And so I think every time you think about something new and new iterations, best practices, future-proofing, thinking about all of those things, it all goes in and then kind of in this neural network or alternate brain using multiple complex systems, it's able to digest. And it kind of, through looping, you continue to iterate and think about things and kind of get better and better and more focused as far as where you want to end up.
Yeah. So kind of like a super brain, combining the best of the latest state-of-the-art models from Claude and potentially even other vendors as well, combined with all the knowledge about your business and your industry.
Exactly.
To make a super brain. So really cool. Awesome. So what was your favorite part of this retreat?
Oh gosh. I mean, I don't know what the favorite part was. I think they were all, there were a lot of highlights. Like I said, the social activities, the outdoor activities are highlights for me for sure. And then I think just kind of today, this morning, the last day, I've really been able to see some of the product that's coming out and having further and further more discussions and seeing more output. I'm kind of blown away by the product itself. So that's obviously a highlight too.
Awesome. So one thing I want to actually loop back into is you said that we were coding. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you mean by that? Is this a programmer too? Are you learning a programming language?
So no, not exactly coding, but I feel like it's pseudo coding, or coding is going on in the background at times when I'm vibe coding or vibe engineering. Now I think it's like that next level of thinking about not just the front end of how something might look pretty, and I've done plenty of vibe coding on different platforms, but this is more thinking about the engineering that goes behind it, the back end, the applications, and again, through using this super brain kind of concept, being able to really take it to the next level with the what I'm able to produce to then either kind of work slowly over time on my own or hand off to some developers who are also familiar with this style to really accelerate time to market.
But to be clear, you're speaking in natural language.
Yes.
And the system is producing ultimately an application for you. So there's code somewhere in there.
Yes,
but
exactly.
You never even have to
I'm not writing lines of code. No, I'm not. I mean, and I can read the lines of code, but I prefer to translate.
You personally can read it?
I mean, I have read it.
Yeah, you can see it in there, but do you understand?
I can read the files, but like if I'm trying to understand it, I'm going to have it translated to back to natural language. Exactly.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. And last, this will get cut out of the podcast, but what can improve about this retreat? So third retreat, we're constantly trying to figure out how do we make things even better.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I think you guys did a nice job with really asking people like, who needs help? Where are you? So that, you know, because this was the biggest retreat, and you know, you're like, am I going to get
the deepest technical?
Yeah, and the deepest technical, and people are coming in at very different levels. I'm doing this full time now.
Yeah.
So other people are working, and this is like a side thing, and they're trying to figure out how to improve businesses. So, you know, most people I would say are not working full time on their businesses that are here. Most people still have active practices, and so there's no way they're going to have the same depth of knowledge on this. And so you're trying to catch everybody up and then take them forward. And that was like stutter step, back step, you know, it's like this, because you can only do so much before the retreat to get people. You try to prepare everybody. Yeah. And then even still, I came in not having had time because I'm doing other stuff. And then it's like, okay, load. So Friday and Saturday. And then it was like, okay, try and start putting in doing some of the concept, you know, doing the builds. And then, but so that's what I'm saying, even though you were doing your own thing and trying to test everything as we went, which was helpful, you were still able to say, okay, I'm taking a break. Who needs help now? Your stuff was running. Who can I help? Who's stuck? And so you and Mac both were able to, and Johnny too, were able to kind of say, how's everything going? You know, even if nobody volunteered, like walking around, checking in, are you, you know, do you need anything? And just feeling like you were available and open. I felt worked well. So I felt like the value was there from that educational standpoint, like, because I was afraid there wouldn't be enough one-on-one time, but there was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the fear would be if you get bigger and you're going to lose some of that intimacy of the contact. So
we have to have more coaches and to make yeah. sure that there's a balance there.
Right. Yeah. And then, yeah, because I mean, the setting is great. Having it in these kind of bigger, more personal spaces is really nice. But then at some point, if you outgrow it and you're in a more of a conference room, it's not going to feel the same. But, you know, sure. I mean, at some point too, then I think the question is too, like, what's the learning curve? Is there a sweet spot where Hero Forge is really helping people from very novice to feeling like really capable? Or does it keep going? Like, where does the learning curve end? Because, like, again, yeah, if you take some people who are new next time, you know, versus this same group,
it's going to slow down this group. So yeah. the way that I see it is, I think it's going to be a couple of different groups.
Yeah.
Right. So there's going to be the effectively advanced practitioners and the earlier practitioners.
Right.
And it just has to be like that.
Yeah.
But, we'll see how that evolves. The next retreat, maybe the last retreat, because even like this is like, I feel like we almost lost it the first day that everybody did need it, right? Almost. I think that everybody actually needed it. So I don't, I think even the people that did the homework still needed it.
Yeah.
So you could have, this one, you could have come in fresh and I taught it was just a lot faster for those that didn't have the experience that you had. I think that I'm going to try to do that with the next one and then we'll kind of see, we may need to split them up or we have it and then we split it up into two different groups, right? That's the other thing. We're doing the same thing. And then because you're going to have like just the foundation you're going to have for the next retreat is going to be up here. So,
right. Right. Yeah, and then you could have two tier, right. Yeah. So the tiering or the two groups, you could have the group that's more novice come in a day early.
Yeah.
And have that 24 hours extra learning, building, getting up to then be able to jump.
Yeah. The other thing we're going to do at the next one, so we're going to do it in Vermont.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a 3-day retreat. I think maybe it's a good idea to do the optional first day for the people that are new. And then we're going to do a optional 2-day hackerspace afterwards.
Oh, fine.
So we basically do what we were doing this morning.
I love that, yeah.
Right? And you just basically have 2 days. We're just going to be building, going around. And, you know, when we got something to show, we'll show it. Questions that I think are relevant, that any of the coaches think are relevant to everybody, we'll, you know, put it on the big screen.
Yeah. So I think that'd be fun because I know, I mean, there's some hacker things in Seattle I haven't gone to. Because, you know, I want to get my own thing going, but it is really fun to collaborate with other people. So that would be, really, I think, great. I was sad that I couldn't come to the other agentic retreat, but I was in Hawaii and I couldn't do that many time zones to
make
it
work. That was pretty wild. It was really wild. You would have actually been, because you've been deep into it, so you would have appreciated it.
Yeah.
But this is going to be, I think, at the summer, it's going to be that to a big degree, but you're all going to be on kind of the same thing, doing versions of the same thing on the same platform. So everybody who's been building from here and gets to there, it's going to be impressive.
Yeah.
So the thing is we're the one thing about that, it was cool, but it was so different what people were working on. And some of the stuff was like, that's like not even relevant to me as like, you know, this one, almost everybody, what they're working on is going to be really relevant to one another.
Then, I mean, I think my question for you is like, you know, what are you vibing with right now? Like, because you've got like, again, you know, so many ideas and things going that you're obviously very enthused by, like everything lights you up. Right. And so it's like, how are you going to decide where you want to spend your time and focus? Because you've got your own projects and then all of this coaching and teaching, which you obviously love empowering other people to do. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're rate limiting too.
Yeah. No, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think about that and I think about, for me, it's so important. So like, I'm going to say it's the top priority, but a very, very, very high priority for me is to stay on top of what the latest, greatest is, the breakthroughs are, because those breakthroughs literally help me to do 10 times more.
Right.
And the, so, you know, selfishly, the mastermind program is a way to pay me to stay on top of the breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. It's like, you want to come along with the ride?
Yeah.
For this ride? It's, you're welcome. This is what it is.
Right. It's pretty fun. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's pretty great.
So what would you say with anybody who's, you know, on the fence about maybe joining the program?
Oh, for the mastermind?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the mastermind is great if you do want to learn everything cutting edge as fast as you possibly can, and you think you might have an application for it, or you just are entertained by it all. I mean, honestly, like, you, some people just love to learn and see what's new and out there, and then they, that's kind of part of their repertoire that they might use some point in the future, right? So they might not use it today. They might not use it in a month, but maybe in a few months, they'll be like, oh yeah, I could use that tool, or I remember that, and then go back to that lesson and watch it again and learn, relearn it at the time if, you know, they didn't actually have an application for it at the current minute. So I think it's just a great opportunity to have that insight through you and your teaching. So
fantastic. Thank you. And for those that are interested in getting in touch with you, interested in more, learning more about Ferti, interested in fertility medicine, interested in have their own fertility problems, how do they learn more and get in touch with you?
Well, probably the best way is through my social media. It's AngelaThierMD.com or on Substack or YouTube or Instagram. That would be the best way right now. And currently GetFerti.com is active and taking, you can put your name on the wait list if you want to know more when that's coming out.
Fantastic. We'll put all that in the show notes. And thank you so much, Dr. Angela Thier, for joining the AI Doctor Podcast.
All right. Thank you, Mark.